Asian Americans have typically volunteered for the U.S. Army at the lowest rate of any ethnic group. They make up about 4% of the population, but just 1% of military recruits. In California, that is changing. Something is suddenly drawing Asian Americans into the Army at a remarkable rate, as reporter Lonnie Shavelson reports.
In Los Angeles County last year, 22% of Army recruits were Asian Americans, almost twice their proportion in the population. In the San Francisco Bay Area, the sign-up rate is also spiking. The proportion of newly enlisted soldiers who are Asian Americans this year is nearly double that of last year.
Now.
Army officers at the Bay Area's Richmond Hilltop Mall recruiting station teach incoming soldiers to march.
Group. Halt.
The recruits, still in high school, will start basic training after they graduate. Here's an ethnic roll call of 15 incoming soldiers at the recruitment station.
Asian.
Asian.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Vietnamese.
Pacific Islander.
Filipino.
Black and Latina.
Seven Mexican. Of 15 Mexican. Asian Pacific Islanders, over 40%.
Whoa. We're part of that. We're part of it.
Recruits Albert and Barry Huang are 18-year-old twins who speak Cantonese at home, English outside. They tend to finish each other's sentences.
My parents always push the idea of go to college, go to college. And so this is a start of how we're going to
do what our parents want us to do.
Yes.
We'll just go to college, get an education.
You guys motivated?
Tune attention. Right face.
Barry calls the marching orders for the recruits. This is his route to college.
Now that the economy's gone down and tuition's gone up, the Army, they can pay for my college. So I was like, might as well do it.
The military's education benefits have become particularly appealing in this stumbling economy with skyrocketing college costs. That's one reason Asian Americans, with a traditional emphasis on education, are increasingly joining the Army. But Ken Mochizuki says new Asian American recruits are motivated by more than education.
In the present war, they're not fighting Asians like World War II or Vietnam.
Mochizuki co-authored a book about Asians in the military. He says today's young soldiers were born after World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, all wars in which we fought Asians. So for this generation of Asian Americans,
they want to prove their loyalty to this country and they're as American as anybody else.
Yet increased recruitment of Asian Americans doesn't mean that more are on the front lines.
The majority are in combat service support, technical support, computer support, medical.
Dr. Betty Maxfield is the chief of personnel data for the Army. She says Asian Americans more commonly go into non-combat jobs than to be frontline fighters. Soldiers who focus on the military's education benefits, she says, train in jobs that can translate to civilian life, like technology or medicine, rather than rifles or sharpshooting. The Huang twins say that for them, finding non-combat roles is also cultural and religious. Their mother is Buddhist.
It affected me. When I decided to join the military, I was like, I'm not going to kill anybody. I do not want to kill anybody. I don't want to have a person's death on my conscience.
Asian Americans have also become more visible in the Army. Four-star General Eric Shinseki, recently testifying on TV before Congress. Major General Antonio Taguba, who led the Abu Ghraib investigation. The most potent reason that young Asian Americans are increasingly joining the Army may just be because they now see prominent soldiers who look like them. For NPR News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.